Hi, hello, and welcome. I'm a member of the Max Podcast. My name is Claudia, and I will talk about games and video games. So, let's go. So, most popular games right now are Minecraft, GTA, Valorant, PUBG, Apex, and of course, Fortnite. But also, it's one of the most hated games that I know. The all games that I just told you are most followed categories in Twitch. If you don't know Twitch, let me tell you something about it. It's a streaming platform. It's one of the most popular streaming platforms. You can stream anything, games, just chatting, cooking, sport and more. Yeah, that's exactly what Twitch is. And I will just mostly talk about the games that I like the most and are also pretty interesting to watch and also play at the same time for me. So first of all, Minecraft. It's one of the games I know the longest and is the most popular games in the world. It's just a game about blocks, but it's such a good fun and enjoyable playing game whenever you play alone or with friends on a server. There are many people that are one of the most popular YouTubers or just influencers in the world, and they most play just Minecraft, and that's what made them reach the top. Yep, Dream. Dream is a YouTuber with 26 million subscriptions, and he made all just by playing Minecraft. He is a really talented Minecraft player that won 4 times the Minecraft Championship. Also, he owns the most popular series, the Dream SMP. There are a lot of Minecraft players and they do lores with it. The lores are mostly role played on the platform Twitch by other streamers. He doesn't even stream on the Dream SMP because he wants the other streamers to get the most attention. Besides, there are more Minecraft YouTubers that also should be known more. Skippy is a YouTuber with almost 6 million subscriptions. Mostly, he only play Minecraft and do pranks on his channel. There's also Tommy in it. It's a YouTuber with almost 11 million subscription that plays also just Minecraft, but he also started to do crazy vlogs on his second channel, Tom Simons, and it's already got 4.6 million subscription. And of course, PewDiePie is the most subscribed YouTuber on the world, and also with 110 million subscription. He plays also Minecraft, but also do a lot of other content and gaming. Skyrim is a bit older game. It came out 2011 and the graphics are really, really horrible, but it's still a really good game with a good story and gameplay. If you like games that has a bit fantasy and is a sandbox game, then that's a really game to play for you. I personally also play it a lot. Everything I can tell is just you really should try the game out. I don't know many YouTubers that play this game as a gameplay or just play only the game in their channels, but in the meantime, you always can play this game. Sonus is really a game that can pull you to only play this game for a while, like 4 months, only one game, and it's Skyrim. Now let's talk about the Red Dead Redemption 2. It also has the first part, but the second one is a really good game. I played the storyline, and it took a really, really long time to play it to the end, but it was worth it. The storyline that the game has with the characters and everything, it's just sometimes really emotional, also just fun, like it's just interesting. It also just pulls you in the game and you just start to feel the same things the characters feels. It's a game that isn't an old. It came out 2019. There's of course also Fortnite that most people in Germany play, but it isn't my favorite one and I really don't recommend playing it that much. If someone likes game like this, okay, you may play it, but the community in this game is really bad as it's online game, and it's really not worth playing it if the people there are really toxic to you. Most people the age of 10, 11, 12, something like that, like they play it a lot and they really toxic, and it's really not the terrible game. I mean, if you like games like this, you can also play Rainbow Six Siege. And I mean, I have the game, I don't play it a lot, but if you want to play with people that are more nicer, you can play with them. It's really better to play Rainbow than Fortnite. I also play Rainbow with some friends. It can be enjoyable, but I don't like Rainbow Six that much. I don't know why, something's just off about it for me. And yeah, I still recommend more than Fortnite, but everyone has his own opinion. It's about my opinion. If you hear the bell. Yeah, it was all that I could say to it. It was mostly only my opinion and my favorite games and some YouTubers. Yeah, and I think it's enough. I hope you could know a bit about the games that I told you. Maybe it wasn't that many games, but I still hope you will enjoy playing them. And just even try them, or watch them on YouTube, or just check the YouTubers that I told you. They're really good ones. They're not toxic, and I think that's the best thing, that they're not toxic. So, I will end this here. Thanks for listening. I hope you will enjoy other podcasts made by my group, my members. So yeah, bye!